Hey, Nance, you got a new gizmo, didn't you?
It is the greatest thing, and it's been sitting in my house for months. I bought one of those grinder attachments for my 100-year-old KitchenAid. I'd always wanted to do this, but after reading a lot about problems with ground beef, I thought, you know what, the hey, I should be able to grind my own beef. It's easy enough. I'd know where it was coming from. And then I bought the thing, and you know, it sat there. It cost about $50, and I think I got it at Linens and Things with a 20% off coupon. And this weekend, I decided, well, you know, I'm going to make fresh burgers for my kid. It was the easiest thing in the world, and I can smack myself for not having used it sooner. I cut up some steak.
You made hamburger out of a steak?
First of all, I was at Costco, and I was looking at the meat, and I said to this young butcher, hey, I want to try to make hamburger. What do you think is the best meat to do it? He steered me to some stew meat.
He steered you to some stew meat?
He steered me to some stew meat, some beef stew. He also... I bought the stew meat and thought, nah, I'm not going to use that. Because then I went over to my local QFC, and that guy suggested I use top sirloin. He also sold me a flat iron steak and said, hey, try this. So, I mean, I was hot to do anything. And because I hadn't bothered to look through my multitudinous cookbooks, I was thinking that most of the great burgers I eat out are made out of ground chuck or something like that.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I thought it was supposed to be, chuck.
Yeah, and to be very honest, while these were just gorgeous, you can see the pink meat oozing right out, and I made nice patties. And allow me to also pat myself on the back again and say I went into the garden in the cold, rainy Sunday afternoon and dug up a bunch of beautiful potatoes and made homemade French fries, too. So that's my new appliance. Have you got anything quite like that at home, Stein?
I do, but we don't have time to talk about it now, but I'll tell you about it on our next Food for Thought. But before we go, I want to know, what was the decision? What was the best burger made out of? Was it chuck? Was it flat iron? Was it top sirloin?
Well, you know, the one that I actually used was the top sirloin, and it was just a little, it was too lean for me. Although I had been to the farmer's market and I bought some pork lard, and I used a little bit of that when I fried the delicious French fries, but maybe I should have shoved a little bit of that into the ground meat. What do you think?
I think absolutely you should have. It's the kind of thing I would do. Would you recommend grinding your own beef then? I mean, did it taste better than the hamburger that you buy in the store?
It tasted every bit as good as. I'm not sure that it was exactly the right thing for that burger, but I'm going to have a great deal of fun experimenting with this gizmo, man. I mean, think about it. You've got like pork sausage, some rillettes. You know, I'm getting excited about it just thinking about it.
Well, Nancy, back to the daily grind, huh?
See you later.
Food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, appears at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. Check out authentic recipes from area restaurants at kplu.org. I'm Dick Stein.